Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
And on today's show, we're going to tell you a story, a true story of an Aztec king and an American spy.
A story of a foreign ambassador and the influence of a presidential election.
A story that weaves itself right here through Philadelphia.
During the Roaring Twenties, the tail heads west right to Sunset Boulevard.
We might have never known the whole story if it wasn't for a small German grower.
So what are we talking about? The fascinating story of the poinsettia.
And in our final segment, we're going to give you the best way to care for your fresh-cut Christmas tree. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Well, Julio, along the west coast of Mexico, high up in the hills, grows a weedy, gangly...
Weedy
plant with a red flower.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. In Mexico, wild poinsettias can grow up to 12 feet tall. And they aren't those pretty plants that you see at Bloomers,
no,
nice and low and branched.
They're not the same thing.
You know, it's a long story with poinsettia that in Mexico City, elevation is too high. And elevation has a way that certain plants can't grow. Like because we're so low to sea level, we can't grow certain plants can be grown in like alpine situation, things like that. Like even Fraser firs don't grow well around here because our elevation is too low.
So that has to do a lot with how plants are high or low.
Yeah, exactly.
Growing.
Yep. And for instance, the elevation is too high in Mexico City that Montezuma, was the Aztec king, and he would have poinsettias brought into Mexico City on caravans.
Wow.
Believing that the plant's red color, the bracts, symbolized purity.
Right. So those, you talk about the bracts, they're really leaves, right?
Right. That's exactly right. But the Aztecs, what did they, you're the Spanish guy.
Yes. They call it a Quetzalcoatl.
My gosh, that's a bunch of vowels and letters. With that being said, it's documented that during the 14th and 16th century, now here, everyone who thinks poinsettias are poisonous, listen to this, okay?
Right.
The sap was used to control fevers, used to encourage breastfeeding, and the bracts were used to make a reddish dye.
How about that?
So that milky, that when you break a poinsettia leaf, how it comes out and it's that white.
That white milk.
They would use that to induce breastfeeding into infants.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Amazing.
That was 14th and 15th and 16th centuries. Wow.
Yeah.
That's way back when.
That is. It is also, and they said that, and also that if a, now this goes way back to the Aztecs, where if a woman walked or stepped on it, now this is the crazy part, because there's two theories. It's not a theory. It's actually what they thought.
What they thought.
That they would get basically a urinary tract infection. That there would be a problem. And then on the flip side of that, the cure was poinsettias.
Is that something?
Is by using the sap from poinsettias.
Figure that one out.
I don't know. Good things for drugstores.
That's right.
But that was their drugstore.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it?
And plants back in, you know, you go back into to not even that far. I mean, you a lot of the plants that are, like, for instance, digitalis, right? Digitalis was a heart medication.
How about that?
Digitalis is foxglove.
Foxglove. Ah, look at that.
So even way back, you know, that the whole idea of medications that
pharmaceuticals
were pharmaceuticals from plant material, that's where it all, you know, stems from.
Right.
It's an amazing story, because so here you have Aztec kings that are understanding that this weed had some type of special
effect of the body.
It had effect of the body. Uh-huh. Its flower again meant purity.
Purity, yes.
And something special about this plant that grows wild. I mean, they still grow wild along the side of the road, you wouldn't necessarily recognize them because they would be real tall.
Now, what would they consider them? Like shrubs?
Weeds. I mean, think about we have Queensland's lace that grows along the highway and grows in our backyards, and we pull it out. It would be similar to that, something that we recognize as a plant. And yeah, it gets a flower, but who cares?
Throw it out.
But yet, that's what it does today.
Right.
But back then, it was revered.
It was something, huh?
It was. And that the first known documented poinsettia flower drawing, and again, it was not called a poinsettia at this time. No. It wasn't called a poinsettia this time. And we'll get into that in our next segment. Right. But it was 1780, and a Spanish botanist went and drew the poinsettia and brought it and actually illustrated the first poinsettia that's known.
Right.
And so that goes all the way back to 1780. Compared to the Aztecs, that isn't – that's not that long
not
ago.
Not that long ago, no, was it?
That's right. You look amazing. At the ancient culture – of the Aztecs, and it's amazing that they still have documentation of
it is.
The poinsettia being revered.
How important is that to be the botanist, Len? You know, we're talking here. This guy is looking at this plant.
Right.
It's weed, right?
Well, because, again, he's from Europe coming to Mexico.
Sure.
And seeing, you know, hey, you know, this is something special. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. I mean, it was we've talked on the show about how botanists were, even last week with Andrew as our guest. He's in Vietnam searching for plants and gets lost in the woods. He gets lost in the jungle.
In the jungle, yes.
Looking for new plant species.
I know. It's amazing what these guys will go out to do.
Well, that's why they called it the New World. This is a new world.
The New World, yes.
Right? And they wanted to find new, different, and different plant materials.
Different plant materials and how it affects man.
Well, that's right, because they're looking for everything from, you know, ornamental, but also going back to pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals,
They're trying to look for something that would be
beneficial to a man, right?
Yeah. And now in those same areas of the Mexican jungle there's other things grown that are not necessarily legal.
At least
in New Jersey or Pennsylvania yet.
Yet.
But
yet,
it is grown and prolifically there.
It is.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you all about the journey of the poinsettia and how it became this insignificant weed to becoming a discovered plant.
A gem.
That's right. All right. We'll be right back right after this. The holiday decorating season has begun, and using fresh greens, wreaths, roping, and cut trees inside and outside the house are all part of making the season merry, and bright. But have you ever had those decorations start to drop those needles, dry out, and turn brown long before the holiday season is over? Bonide has the answer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath Ready to Use. It's an all-natural product. Once applied onto your Christmas trees, wreaths, roping, and greens, will put a clear coating on the greens, which keeps them from drying out. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath Ready to Use seals that moisture in, so your decorations will stay fresh looking longer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use size with a convenient trigger sprayer. For those larger holiday decorating jobs, get Bonide's all-natural Wilt Stop Plant Protector, available in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Bonide products are family-made in America. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath, ready-to-use, and other Wilt Stop products are available at these fine stores. Aiken Back Garden Center, Pottstown, PA. Westchester Agway, Westchester, PA. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, PA. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back, folks, to Bloomers in the Garden. And we are going to talk about a gentleman here. His name is Joel Roberts Poinsett. He was a South Carolina politician who lived from 1779 to 1851. That makes him 72 years old.
Well, you did the math.
Time. Yeah.
So you think about historically what was going on at that time. Okay, so right. He was born, you know, right around revolutionary times, right. And then got to witness the development of the United States as an actual, you know, a recognized country. And I mean, leading after his death was the secessionist talk of the Civil War in the United States.
Yes.
So he lived through an amazing time.
What an amazing time.
Yeah. Now this guy also, where he was raised and actually in Europe a lot of this time and with his parents and came back to the United States. So he was actually... He was well-educated. He wasn't just you know, a South Carolina planter. He spent a lot of time in Europe.
In Europe a lot.
Being educated. Now, why is this guy significant? in his early in his career, 1825, John Quincy Adams, the president, appointed him the first U.S. minister to Mexico.
Wow.
And he held that post for about 4 years. Now, that's like being an ambassador.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It
now,
is an ambassador.
There's contiguous land. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we go back to the Louisiana Purchase, and so now all of a sudden we're approaching more into closer to Mexico, and again, it's all about history. It's all about history.
History,
so
at
this point, there was still a big influence from Spain going on in Mexico.
Big time.
Yeah, so there was basically a civil war going on within Mexico.
Yeah.
And so
turmoil.
That's right. So this Joel Poinsett by the Mexicans was accused of being a spy.
Spy, yeah. What's that sound like?
I mean, I tell you, it's very apropos to to what's going on
today.
So here's this a guy who is being accused of involving himself in the politics of Mexico. And the Mexicans are getting pissed off. They say, we want this guy out.
Out of here.
We want this guy out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So, and all of a sudden, there's an election. John Quincy Adams is going up for election, and he knows that his buddy, his rival,
your
I should
rival.
Say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Even
Andrew
though they
Jackson.
Were friends.
Andrew Jackson is friends with Joel Poncet.
Ah,
I say, guess what? You stay in Mexico.
That's right.
Because you're going to be influential when you come back here, and you're meddling in Mexicans' affairs. I don't need you screwing up our election here. So why don't you stay there just a little longer?
Mm-hmm.
A little longer.
A little longer.
So he's ended up staying there. And and again, being his education, Joel Poncet, where he would go and he would walk through the countryside, and he had a plantation where he would go and look for new plants and interesting plants.
Right.
And guess what? What did he find?
Oh, no.
He found cuttings of, he found the poinsettias, found them interesting. Mm-hmm. And in 1828, he sent them back to his plantation to grow on.
In South Carolina, right?
That's right. That's right.
So, how about that?
And again, that's 1829.
Right? There, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's still in Mexico.
He's still in Mexico.
In Mexico. So there's this guy that is a spy, according to the Mexicans, that is out wandering the countryside, stirring up all kinds of things, and he happens to take cuttings of this red-flowered weed along the road, which he sends to his South Carolina greenhouses.
Here's a politician going out there, huh?
Yes. He's causing all kinds of problems.
Right, yeah.
What are you doing with that plant?
He has no idea what's going on, right?
Well, I'm sure he did. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So, all right. Fast forward a couple of months, June 1829.
Wow.
Here we go. The Philadelphia Connection.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Connection. All right. The first annual exhibition of fruits, flowers, and plants by the newly founded, you ready?
Right.
Pennsylvania Horticulture Society.
Wow.
Was going on. Now, that has morphed into the Philadelphia Flower Show.
Oh, look at that.
And that it was introduced by Ann Bartram Carr. Bartram Gardens, right here, a stone's throw away from these studios.
Yeah, so
Bartram Gardens.
Look at that connection, huh?
Bartram received cuttings from his friend, Poinsett. Here you go. Here's a connection.
Connection there,
the year before, and it was an instant hit.
How about that?
It was an instant hit. So, amazing.
Amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. Aztecs. American spy here to Philadelphia to the start of the Philadelphia Flower Show, right?
Yeah.
And that now it's in Bartram's catalog.
Yes, it is.
So at this time, guess who won the election? President Jackson.
Jackson won. Hey!
And what he said, hey, come on home.
Come on home.
Joel, you can come home. And he returned into Washington in 1830. Yeah, so there's the guy, spy, politician in 1830. Right?
Right.
So what happens? He's the guy who brought the poinsettia. Well, it wasn't called a poinsettia at that time. It was called a euphorbia.
Euphorbia.
It was a type of euphorbia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman named William Prescott.
William Prescott.
Yes.
And who is he?
William Prescott was a historian and horticulturist.
Oh, both. Wow.
And he was asked to give the euphorbia a new name. As it became more popular, like a lot of euphorbias, like you look at the succulents,
right?
A lot of the succulents are types of euphorbia.
Are they?
Yeah,
that milky. Is that what it's called?
Some do, some do, and you look at a poinsettia, and it doesn't really look. The stems do a little bit, but I'll tell you what, he ended up deciding. It's like, okay, well, so Prescott said, you know, I'm going to publish a book, The Conquest of Mexico, in which he detailed Joel Poinsett's discovery of the plant. So Prescott is the guy who named the plant the poinsettia in honor of Joel Poinsett.
How about that? Just put an A at the end and we're good.
That's right.
I should say IA.
That's right. You know, and the Mexicans coined a phrase when Poinsett was there because they couldn't stand him. They wanted him. They wanted him out of the country because again, they thought he was a spy. They have enough problems with the Civil War.
Going on,
all right, Julio. There you go. Can you say that word in Spanish? Poinsettismo?
Poinsettismo. Poinsettismo.
Does that mean anything to you in Spanish?
It's almost not really.
It doesn't mean anything to me other than knowing the fact
that they're trying to get rid of this guy.
That even today, a lot of times you won't find poinsettias, you'll find euphorbias.
Oh, yeah.
Because that whole problem that he caused, that it just an official with intrusive behavior.
Oh.
And that's what that means.
Right.
And again,
he was stirring it up.
He was stirring up the pot. And here, this guy, he's trying to just do his best. But who knows? He could have been a problem.
Well, out in it.
But this guy wasn't just. He wasn't just there in let's see, 1837, right?
Right. Well,
he was appointed Secretary of War by Martin Van Buren.
Right.
So this guy wasn't just, you know, a guy wandered around in Mexico.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't just a politician either, right? Because he had his greenhouses.
He was a politician for a long time, right. You know, because do you look like all the ambassadors that, you know, are they politicians or are they?
Yeah.
They're the swamp.
That's right.
So he's part of the original swamp.
Original swamp, okay.
Right. So because he went and he authorizes a exposition in 1838 to survey and map the region between the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers.
Wow.
And he also, which is, I mean, I find this pretty interesting.
But, yeah.
You know, it goes like a James Bond film. He got it.
Like
so he's in Mexico, and then he's now back in this country.
States.
And then that he went and had an exposition. He went and started an expedition that went to Antarctica.
Wow.
Sailed through the South Pacific Ocean.
My goodness.
And along the western coast of North America.
Oh.
So again, no Panama Canal at that time.
No
Panama Canal. So you went up and around and then
sure.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing at that time.
And then again, went through the whole West Coast. So
this guy traveled.
Right. But at that time, think of the time period.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Seattle.
No.
You know,
that
was wilderness.
Yes, it was.
That was wilderness.
Now, was he on a horse buggy or what?
he's on a ship for a long time to go to Antarctica.
That's right.
And then again, sailed through the whole West Coast.
That's pretty amazing.
I think it is.
Yeah. To do that time period?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he served until 1841, and then he retired to his plantation in South Carolina.
There you go.
And here's the one thing. Mm-hmm. So 1841,
right.
Civil War rumbles are starting, and then in South Carolina, he opposed the secessionist movement in his state.
Wow.
So—
Wow.
A rarity, yes. Especially South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Sure.
South Carolina, you know, where Virginia was that dividing line.
Division there.
Where in Maryland, where, again, it's he was the one voice. And again, 1841, so it's early.
It is early.
But he still could feel it, and he opposed it.
Yeah.
So here's this guy that's the poinsettia is named after. It's not just some guy walking around in the woods or
politician.
Some like weird plant guy.
That's right.
This guy's pretty he's
amazing.
Done a lot in his life.
Yeah. I consider him not only a politician, but a plantsman.
Absolutely.
You know, this guy's amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, what an amazing guy.
I'm pretty impressed.
And thank God for him.
Well, it's just interesting to have men of that caliber that you think about these men and that they existed and they had an interest in plants.
Oh, yes.
You know, they aren't sissy boys that are, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they're
respect to the poinsettia and Mr. Poinsett.
Right.
Right? Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Big time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back. We've got another commercial break. We'll be back with the poinsettia story right after this.
Yes.
High-yield bran bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High-yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people, and is available at these great stores. Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden.
Oh, yes, we're back.
Hey, Julian and I during the break are talking about this guy. It took some guts.
Oh, it took a lot of guts.
He hung around in a country where they didn't want him during the Mexican Civil War going on. Yeah. And still did all of these things. And then not only did that, but went to the Antarctic and took it. I mean, we're not talking about the 1970s. We're talking, you know, 1800s.
Right. And it's totally different.
It was the wilderness. So this guy is more than just... Just more than a point setter.
He's a trailblazer.
He really was.
He was.
And then to take a stand in a southern state against secessionism. I mean,
that is big time.
Wow. Yeah. So
you don't just that's courageous right there. That's a man of war, man of he's standing up for what he believes.
Right. Yeah. And he had a plant guy.
Yeah, a plant guy, yeah.
That's the best part about him.
That is.
All right.
Number one.
So now Bartram Gardens. Bartram Gardens, they were the first, I think, though I'll say it, the first American company that from the 1700s. And remember, we told the story about Bartram Gardens right here in Philadelphia about how during the whole Continental Congress, they were arguing and they just, let's take a break. We're going to go take a ride. I guess they came over to Bartram Gardens to hang out, to look at the plants and see what they have. And that Bartram would ship Bartram's boxes back to England. Mm-hmm. And he was considered a royal botanist, and his son took over. And now the poinsettia, because of Joel Poinsett, this trailblazer.
Trailblazer guy.
It could be a movie.
It could be a movie. Could be.
You know?
I'd see it.
We don't want no gringos.
No. That's right.
Anyways. So the popularity of the poinsettia starts growing. It's still this plant that's gangly. It's not nice. Poinsettia was not nice. No. It was not nice like you see it today, where it's a plant that you could put on a table and it would be nice and mounted. They would be these giant plants that would grow real tall. And that there was a gentleman in the 1920s, that is, named Paul Ecke. Paul Ecke Sr. Because there is, it's like the... Right. The mafia of poinsettias. Anyway.
Now, he's a German, right?
I don't know. Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Does that matter, Julio? We're accepting to everyone.
We're trying to figure out where these guys come from.
Well, what happened with Paul Ecke, he had his greenhouses right on Sunset Boulevard in California. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It's 1920, so I guess it's the start of movies. I don't know. Is it beginning part? I don't know.
Probably, Hollywood?
Yeah. Before talkies.
Oh, yeah. Before that.
So Paul Ecke is right there in the middle of Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah.
And what they would do is he would produce this thing as a cut flower. So it would be really tall, and he would ship the poinsettia canes back east to be either brooded or grown by train.
Wow.
But it was mostly all for cut flower production. There was some,
not much.
Pot flower production.
Very little.
Very little, because what you would have to do, that the stems were really, really long, so you would have to actually bend it almost like a paper clip. So you'd have to bend the stem down and then snake it back up and tie it together in order for it to be a compactor plant.
So you make it like a bundle?
No, no. You'd have to. Think of the flower being really tall.
Right.
So you take it and you bend it about 3/4 of the way down.
Okay.
And then you bend it back up. So it stayed real compact.
Oh, I see. It's lower.
But you'd have to do that in order to get a potted plant so it would stay nice. And you couldn't, if anybody's messed with poinsettias, you know that they can be brittle. So you've got to kind of manipulate them to get them so that they do that.
Right.
It wasn't a nice plant. It was not a nice potted plant.
No.
You know, they did, but that's what they did. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Could you imagine doing all that?
Yeah. So, they had a lot of introductions of different plants. Like in 1950, Barbara Ecke Supreme, that's the name of the variety, had a 22-inch flower.
Wow.
That's almost 2 foot.
2 foot, yes. How big is
that? So think about it. That's how tall these things would get.
Wow.
Grown mostly for cut flower production. But all of a sudden, new guy on the scene, right? Paul Mickelson of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay.
1963.
So 1963, he said, I'm trying to grow poinsettias and I'm doing them from seed. And you know what? They're not working.
He
threw them in a dump.
He
did. Wow. Went back and he saw this one seedling in the dump.
You're kidding.
And the plant came back and the plant was still there.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I've got something.
Wow.
I've got them. The plant was more compact and a better performer. And, you know, it was so good. It was such a great introduction that it almost put Ecke out of business.
You're kidding. Wow.
Yep.
You know, it's such an amazing thing. He just threw these things.
Oh, yeah. That's how plants are discovered that way often.
Oh, my goodness.
Often. And so what happened is that where Ecke would go and he'd ship the plants as cuttings where you'd have to root them yourself, Paul Mickelson, he would go and send them as rooted cuttings so that they were ready to go. Right, so you would just take them and put them right into the ground.
Wow.
You put them right in the ground. Mm-hmm. So, again, there's still this competition. Now you've got Paul Ecke Jr. takes over from his dad.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a growing family. He's like, I need somebody to watch the kids. So he hires this – well, first, he didn't hire her because he talked to a German nanny who would only work if she hired her husband.
Oh,
and he was a gardener.
He was a gardener. Oh, there you go.
Yep. Franz Fuhlworth.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing story here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this, I guess, the husband of the nanny, Franz, he started a hybridizing program where creating better and better plants in 68. And he has introduced more poinsettias than anyone in the entire world.
Wow.
That's the nanny's husband.
Brought him in, right?
Franz.
Oh,
so I think Franz has grown to be more important than than the nanny. My kids are fine. Get Franz back in the greenhouse.
That's right. Put him back in.
Like, for instance, the winter rose variety, the one that's real tight.
Sure.
It's one of his instructions.
No kidding.
That's one of his instructions.
Wow, that's great.
All right. So, again, it's
1999, huh?
That's when that one was introduced. But, again, they're still missing. They're still missing. They had to manipulate poinsettias to get them to look how they –
like they are.
Poinsettias, you never could find a little 4-inch poinsettia.
No.
It would always have to be much bigger. It'd be tall, like 10-inch pots, gigantic.
Man. That's huge.
It is. Well, we're going to continue with the story.
Okay.
Because it goes through Norway next.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
Right. When we come back, we're going to tell you how Ecke's still around.
Ecke's still around. Yes, he is.
And he decides to take a trip.
Oh, boy.
We'll tell you more about it right after this.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
The holiday decorating season has begun, and using fresh greens, wreaths, roping, and cut trees inside and outside the house are all part of making the season merry and bright. But have you ever had those decorations start to drop those needles, dry out, and turn brown long before the holiday season is over? Bonide has the answer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath Ready to Use. It's an all-natural product. Once applied onto your Christmas trees, wreaths, roping, and greens, will put a clear coating on the greens, which keeps them from drying out. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath Ready to Use seals that moisture in, so your decorations will stay fresh looking longer. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use size with a convenient trigger sprayer. For those larger holiday decorating jobs, get Bonide's all-natural Wilt Stop Plant Protector, available in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Bonide products are family-made in America. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath, ready-to-use, and other Wilt Stop products are available at these fine stores. Animals and Gardens Unlimited, New Egypt, New Jersey. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center, Sewell, Washington Township, New Jersey. Butterhoff's Farm and Home Supply, Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
We are back in the garden, and today we're talking about the poinsettia and what an incredible history this plant has. And we're going to continue to let you know what's going on with the poinsettia.
So we're ready all the way from, we've gone from the Aztecs,
right
to
Mexico,
the period of Revolutionary War, to now we're in the Roaring 20s, and then 20s, through now we're pretty much into modern times.
Yes, we are.
But the modern poinsettia that we see today was still not available. They had to manipulate it to get it to bush out. I mean, that pruning techniques and all kinds of things to get that thing to be a branched plant was didn't just happen automatically.
Yeah.
They had to a lot of work behind it to get it to do that.
So it took some time to
Time. Yeah, took some time. Now, all right, fast forward.
Right,
we are in Norway in 1967.
Wow.
And there was a gentleman named Thormod Hage of Norway, and he introduced a poinsettia called Annette Hage in 1967, and it was the first branching cultivar of poinsettia. You didn't have to manipulate it to be compact. It did it all by itself. Now, Ecky heard about it. Let's make a deal. I want that plant because he didn't want to lose his standing because he had such a threat from the guy from Ohio.
Right.
That he didn't. He wants to get a leg up and and keep growing, And it happens again.
Right.
And now this is, I think, more significant than what happened in Norway.
Right.
A German backyard grower. Oh boy, I'm going to butcher this one. Okay, it's Gregor Guther. He figured out a way to get poinsettias to branch when Ecky Sr. No, I take that back. Ecky Jr. was traveling into Europe. He found these plants all through this guy's greenhouse.
Wow.
Offered him a partnership on the spot. And there, it was a secret. It was secret. Like, you know how, like, you know, ingredient, secret ingredient. It's a secret ingredient.
That's what that was.
You know, there was a secret ingredient that it was a trade secret.
Trade secret.
For years, for years.
Hmm.
And that it was, I mean, this is, again, this is, we're talking about recent, 1980. Now, think about this. Think about this real quick. So, in 1976, poinsettias sold 40 million poinsettias.
That's it.
by the year 2000, okay, mm-hmm. $250 million crop.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So that's now, huge. Why? What was the secret? And I'll tell you, I'd be pissed off. The guy let it out of the bag is what happened. But we'll get to that.
But they had a secret here.
So what happened is that the partnership was started, and right. it turns out that if you grafted off of this mother plant, okay, mm-hmm. that it would cause the top portion to branch by itself. So it would take poorly branched plants and turn them into well-branched plants mm-hmm. just by this grafting technique.
Wow.
And the issue is nobody could figure it out. Everybody knew grafting. Grafting right. was not a secret. Yeah. But it turned out that it was the transmission of a phytoplasm that was in the graft mother plant that they were using, and it would infect the plant.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
This isn't exactly right, but have you ever heard of a witch's broom where where certain plants that like there's like for instance, there's something called a spirea stunt. Okay. Mm. And what it does is it makes the plant more compact and right. dense
wow.
and it doesn't grow out of it. And this is what was causing the poinsettias to be branched. It was a beneficial pathogen that was introduced to the new seedlings wow. by grafting.
Right.
It's
amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is science.
Yeah, it is science.
It
yeah.
is science.
It's a little technical.
It is science. Yep. It is a great story.
It's incredible.
With just that step, it has made the modern poinsettia what it is
today.
And here's the thing. It was a trade secret for 20 years, and then yeah. some guy in Minnesota, Professor, the swamp again.
Anyway,
he figured it out,
yeah.
and he shared the secret, and he ruined the monopoly
poor
Ecky had.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I'll tell you what, Ecky was quite a guy. When he was younger, he would go and trying to make poinsettias as popular as they are today. He would put them right. like every because he was right there in
Hollywood.
He
right.
would go and give
right.
all the news broadcasts, all of the yeah. shows that were being produced.
That's
he would
right.
give them
yeah.
tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of poinsettias.
Oh, wow.
Even mentioned is the Tonight Show.
Right.
Tonight I mean,
Show.
It's incredible. The Ecky family is amazing.
Yeah. Great marketing. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great family.
And kind of sad, but it's understood.
Mm-hmm.
It became a staple because of the work that this family did.
Yes.
In 2012, mm-hmm. Paul Ecky III sold the business and yeah. to Dumb and Orange. It's actually a German company, but they still retain the name. Yeah,
huh?
It's a brand.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brand.
This family is incredible, folks, because they're the ones who started it all.
That's right.
Here in the U.S. From the West Coast to the East Coast.
That's right.
How huge is that? One plant in 6 weeks, Len. How many millions of dollars?
You said that. So 20 years ago, uh-huh. it was doing $25 million.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right.
On one plant.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how to take care of the poinsettia that you have in your house.
That's right.
And we're also going to tell you how to take care of your cut Christmas tree. Yeah. So we'll be right back right after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomer's Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Well, we are back. Again, we're talking about poinsettias.
Yes, we are.
I tell you. So, I hope you enjoyed our journey to where our modern poinsettia came from. Correct. From the Aztecs through the 60s into the 80s with having this scientific secret that was let out of the bag by a Minnesotan professor.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to bring it to your table, that it used to be a 12-foot plant that you wouldn't be able to fit in your house, never mind in your on your table in your kitchen.
Right.
So listen, if you have a poinsettia, we want you to take care of it correctly. First of all, poinsettias don't like drafts.
Yeah.
They like to be kept warm, but not overly warm. Don't put them near a vent or a heating unit where it's going to get
a cold window.
Cold window. They like to be kept evenly moist.
Yes.
So
let it dry, right?
Yeah, let it dry a little bit, and then water it. Don't overwater it. I would suggest getting a saucer underneath it because it will drain out.
Right.
Also, you can put it in a room where there's enough light to read a newspaper by comfortably without any lights being on during the day. That's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
You know, one thing you don't hear is poinsettias, a little respect.
Yes.
Poinsettias are started in June. So this plant that you're purchasing or you got as a gift was started in June. So it takes 6 months to grow this crop.
It does.
From the time it goes from a cutting to the time that it gets to your home.
It does.
And the amount of changes, like there's this new poinsettia variety, which is...
What color is that?
You tell me. It's a really weird, like lipstick pink.
Lipstick pink, yeah. It's a beautiful pink.
And what it does, it has smaller, what you would call flowers, but again, they're bracts in the center.
Right.
Just interesting.
Incredible.
Interesting plant. And again, they're easy to take care of.
I
read some article where a guy keeps trying to kill them, and he is the one that's designated to be the destroyer of poinsettias after Christmas. So, because his wife does not want to put them out of their misery. But poinsettias also, they're daylight sensitive.
Oh, yeah, they are.
We talked a few weeks ago about how that the Christmas cactus requires a certain amount of light in order to get it to bloom. Same thing with a Christmas cactus. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness in order to get it to initiate flower buds. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to get that poinsettia.
It is.
And it's got a great story.
Oh, it does.
That, again, the Bartram Gardens right here.
Right here. Yeah.
Great thing.
Connection, the Bartram connection.
Yeah. So you have your Christmas tree and you have your poinsettia, but how are you going to take care of your Christmas tree in the house?
Oh, boy.
That is a question.
That is a question.
So a lot of people, and I suggest everyone go to their local garden center, tell them you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden, the radio show, Philadelphia Garden Radio, that go to your garden center and pick out your tree.
Yes.
Pick out your poinsettia. We're going to be all about poinsettias this time.
Right.
And what I want you to do is make sure that they put a fresh cut on it for you.
Mm-hmm.
These trees are shipped from whether it's North Carolina or whether it's Pennsylvania or even Quebec.
Quebec,
yeah. Yeah, that they that end of the tree that the sap will seal it and stop it from absorbing water. Right. And you want to make sure there's a fresh cut on the bottom of it.
Right.
Yep.
Right,
and then what do they want to put in the water?
You want to put in their Prolong. And this is for oil-cut trees and flowers, too, by the way.
There you go. So, save it for Valentine's Day.
That's right. So when you pour that, you pour it in your water, warm water, at the bottom of the base of your
Every time
stand,
you add water, you're going to add a little bit of Prolong.
Yeah,
and it's really easy.
What, 4 ounces or so?
Yeah, a little. Yeah. You're going to take a little bit of 3 teaspoons of Prolong to a quart of water.
That's it.
What it does is it allows the tree to continue to absorb water. Again, Julio said it's for cut flowers too. So this is the same type of thing. You know, you get those little packets of cut flowers and preservative.
Sure.
It's the same type of thing.
Same type of thing.
If your tree stops absorbing water, that can be a problem. Mm-hmm. When you look at the bottom of a tree or you've seen a log, where you know that you count the rings, that there's the center of that is the annual rings where you count, and you go from the center, and each ring is a year's growth. Water doesn't get absorbed there.
Yeah.
That's heartwood. That heartwood and that area, that's not where the action really happens. I mean, it'll absorb some water just to store it, but there's nothing happening in there. Everything is about the cambium. That which is right inside the bark layer.
Right.
So if your tree stops absorbing water and it's starting to get dry, an idea what you might do is to shave a little bit of that cambium away and getting it to a new point to where the water, it's below the water line, and that maybe it'll start sucking up some water again.
That's great.
You know, that's
just take your knife and then, you know, just take the bark off.
Yeah, but you want to do it as low as you can.
As low as you can. Okay.
You want to do it as low as you can because it could be that the sap has just like plugged up
plugged
that
up
end.
In there. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the one thing to do.
Great.
Also, if you haven't decorated your tree out, bring it outside. Make sure that you let it open up. Stamp
open up
it out
bit.
Real good because everybody puts those nets on it now.
Right.
And trees shed in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
Sure they do.
So when they're cut, they're going to be shedding still.
A little bit.
So you want to bang that tree down and shake it around.
Sure.
Shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey. And get those needles out of the tree.
That's right.
And that you'll spray it then with Wilt Stop.
Okay.
Julio, what is Wilt Stop?
It's like a chapstick.
It's chapstick.
What it does is a protector. And you just spray it on all the way.
Okay.
And thoroughly.
And it like encapsulates
the whole thing.
Right? So it stops the moisture loss through the needles. You're saying. Right. Anti-transfer.
Anti-transfer. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to do that to any of your fresh greens.
Right. Oh, sure.
Any of your wreaths, anything that you're bringing in the house, it's going to do it.
Wonderful.
You know, I picked out my garland that I'm putting in my house.
Oh, yeah, you did?
We got some really funky, English ivy garland.
Oh, yeah? Wow,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I went and I stuck it in the sink to just soak it down.
Soak a little bit.
And just let it in the sink. And
that's
listen, if you
like
have
that.
some roping, that's not a bad idea.
No.
Because it's just like, you know, again, it's like cut flowers being out of water. If you go ahead and you soak your roping before you put it up and shake it out and then put it up, it'll probably be better. You'd be better off.
There you go, folks.
Just a little tip.
A little tip from Len.
Yeah, there
you go.
If you have any questions, call the hotline. If you've got questions about how to take care of your poinsettia or your tree, please call the hotline. Again, your local garden center is going to be your best source for the best quality Christmas trees and your best poinsettias. Mm-hmm. And that also information. We can't. This whole show is about information.
We
want you to get and have a successful Christmas experience.
Joyful, yes.
And understand you are going to have needles no matter where you get your tree. It's going to hit the floor. But
that's right.
That's what the vacuum's for.
That's right.
All right. We've got another break. We'll be right back right after this. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome succulent potting mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomer's Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomer's Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomer's Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Well, Julio, down by the schoolyard.
Oh boy,
lots to learn on this.
Oh my goodness,
this
like
episode.
You were saying, they should make a movie out of this.
Not
a
you.
Spy movie, huh?
That's right. That's right. I mean, to me, it's a great story. Everybody,
it is great.
So Aztecs, right? All then going to the spy Joel point set. I mean, amazing stuff. And that Joel point set on his own from Mexico to the Antarctic.
Oh, no, the guy. What a great guy, huh?
Yeah.
Guys, don't forget to call the Bloomers in the Garden Hotline, all right? With any of your plant questions, we're right here for you.
That's right. Brett, thank you again.
Great job.
So listen, next time you're going to a garden center, tell them that you listen to Bloomers in the Garden, Philadelphia Garden Radio. We appreciate that. We work hard trying to get you the information you need in order to be successful in whatever you're doing, whether it's poinsettias or your garden.
That's right.
I tell you what, it's been, I guess, this Christmas season. It's coming to an end soon, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Quick.
There's still some time.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Enjoy.
We'll see you next week.
See you in the garden.